Thank you, guys. We'll start the press conference with Vasco Fry from Vancouver FC. If you have any questions, please raise your hands. We'll start with Mitchell.
That's good. Vasco, seemed like a game of very fine margins. You know, you guys hit a crossbar, your free kick at the end just clips the wall and goes slightly wide. What did you feel was kind of the difference today in that?
We were a bit sloppy on that, Pedri scored. That's the only moment we felt they had the advantage. So and they scored. So I give them that. So yeah, it was a game that the one that made the first error was gonna lose. So unlucky we had that error. And yeah, it was pretty tight.
How do you guys plan to bounce back quickly from this loss, especially with the next match coming soon?
Yeah, I thought we did a pretty good game. Like I said, it was an error in defense that I think gave them the 3 points. But I'm confident in what we're doing, the way we're playing. Obviously, the results are not coming our way 100%. But I'm happy. I know the team, the coach is happy with the way we're playing. So, yeah, we just got to keep working.
Just keep working.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yep. We have Rob.
Okay, well, do you join our... most of the visiting teams that come here says that the York like fall and dive, pull and push and things like that. You will join the other clubs that think that way?
I mean, it's part of the game.
Yeah.
It's part of the game. If they can do that and do it well, if the referees buy it, congrats to them. You know, it's part of the game, so they did it well, we spot it, and yeah. It's part of the game as well. So yeah, if it works, it works, you know.
Do we have any other questions? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Jacob.
The end of to the 90th minute that has noted a large. This is like the record for the most added minutes of 10 minutes. What was your thoughts on like getting to that being in that environment of being in that added 10 added minutes?
I mean, I said it's that's their type of game. If it works, it works. And well, the rest obviously gave us back some 10 minutes. But yeah, I mean, if that's their game plan, or not the game plan, but the way they do it, at least we got those 10 minutes. So, like I said, the ref bought it, but they still gave us those 10 minutes. I see us as normal. I see it normal. That's what they do. They like to do it. So, I mean, I'm assuming if they do that and then waste time, we're going to get it back, right?
As well as also, you say you like how Vancouver FC is doing right now. You've played really well against Calgary FC in the Canadian Championship, also from the previous matchups. You see, like, also from the upcoming matches, also being a good contender for the playoffs.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, everyone wants to be in the playoffs, and that's what we're aiming to, right? And then we feel we're playing well, like I said. And obviously, every team is hard to play against. It's not only the way we play, but the way others play. So I think the way we're playing, we just have to adjust a couple moments, couple things, and then we're on a good path.
Is there any questions in the call? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vasco.
Full house.
Thank you, guys. We start the press conference with Afshin Gadbit, coach from Vancouver FC. Mitchell, please.
Afshin, it seemed like a game where you guys, especially in the second half, got into the final third a lot, were in some good areas, but obviously, you know, crossbar, a couple inches here and there on the post. What was maybe the difference in,
Well, I think we, especially people that have been in this league a long time, and they understand sometimes the challenges of logistically playing three games in 8 days. We're hoping that we can come in and with 4 day recovery to be fresh and to be organized. And we're very pleased with the performance against Calgary in the Cup on Wednesday. So I didn't try to make too many changes, just one change, hoping that the organization of the team can be intact and we can start the game in control. But I, as we saw in the first half, we were a complete different team than what I'd hoped. And then I made some changes at halftime, and I think in the second half, we came in with the right mentality, more energy. We played literally from the start on our front foot and created, I think we created a lot of opportunities to equalize the game and win the game. And you have to take your chances. And I think we had enough chances to equalize. And I feel that it's something we've struggled with all season, to score goals. And even in the last 20 minutes, I brought three fresh young players, hoping that they bring a different level of energy and quality in the team. And they did well. All three did very well. And so I'm happy about the second half performance. Obviously, I'm not happy about the result. I feel that as Juan and as Pate, they're still not 100% fit and integrated. As they become better, then we have more options and variations and different qualities to make our team a more goal-scoring and winning team. But talk about control, organization, playing well. Second half, I think we played as well as we can except the goal. So, yeah. Well, I think if you you have to give credit to I think York, the three central defenders are there are good central defenders. All three are I think as good as it gets in the league. So they dealt with our strikers. We're playing with three strikers, and I felt that in the first half our three strikers were too far apart. They need to be a little bit closer, and they need to come into danger area more often. But I think Pate he's young. He's a very young player. And he has an enormous talent, and I think he just needs time to adapt to CPL, adapt to his teammates, adapt to everything about our team, playing on artificial ground. So he's in right spots. He brings right energy. He's one of the best athletes, I think, in the group. So I'm not worried about him scoring goals. I think he'll score a handful for us by the time the season ends. So, yeah, I'm really excited to have him because I think he's an exciting player.
You have had sort of Paris in and around the team, and he's been on the bench the last couple of games. Obviously, today he wasn't on the team sheet. Just any explanation?
Yeah, I think Paris is going through some very, very difficult times with his family. And I wanted to give him, I didn't bring him on the trip because I wanted him to stay home and be with his parents and his family. So hopefully he will be able to be back in the group because he's such a special person and a player. I love him. He's just a great man and a wonderful player. So hopefully, I think it's important as a manager, as a coach, to give players time when they need to sort out family and health. That's, I think, very important.
Yeah, Jacob.
I have a lot of experience with Brazilian players. I had some of the best Brazilian players come to me in various teams that I was at. And Juan, unfortunately, had like literally 4 to plus months. He was sitting at home waiting to get his visa, and he's training on his own. He was sometimes getting very discouraged. Is he ever going to get his visa to come? So he went through on a physical side and psychological a very difficult time. So then he arrived, and as we can see, every time he's on the pitch, he's improving. And part of it is because he's getting match fit, he's training with the team, he's understanding the way we want to play. So I think he has so much quality. We saw some of the passes, we see the shot off the crossbar, and I do believe he's going to add something different to our team. He has a certain Brazilian feeling and eye for football, and he comes from, as you know, playing futsal and playing football in small spaces with small balls, and I think we're going to see a lot of magic out of him as he gets more and more fit and integrates in the team.
I've noticed when at the ending of the 90th minute, there was a lot of opportunity for you to the added 10 minutes. Just want to know of getting that added large minutes or.
But I think to be honest, it was warranted. If you see how many stoppages there were, and I even challenge you that go look at the film of the second half, and every time there was someone laying on the ground and there was an injury, if you add it all up, it'll be even probably more than 10 minutes. So it does sound like a lot of minutes, but I think it was warranted. And I think you, and I'll be, we do it all the time, and usually for our team, we always get less minutes than we want, but and especially when we're behind. But I think 10 minutes was warranted, to be honest.
And also, I noticed Basketball Friday says that Vancouver FC is in a good track of how Vancouver FC is doing. In the Canadian Championship also and in the season. Just want to know
I think because I see our team every day and I work with our players every day, and I can assure you that this team is growing and it's going to constantly improve as a team. Even though sometimes the results are not coming, it's really the process that we focus on, especially because our DNA is about development of players, development of individual players that we can produce to go on into European football and into bigger leagues. So I think we see the growth of all the players and the team. We were a little bit unlucky with visa situations and with some of our players coming late. We also had a lot of new players added to our team. So I do believe with the remaining games left, we'll be able to make up some of these points that we've lost and put ourselves in a good position, because the process is right. The standards and trainings are right. The standards in matches, maybe not for 90 minutes, but you see glimpses of 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 45 minutes that is very high level for this league. So I'm excited about what's going to happen to this team in the future. So hopefully when we come back to Toronto again in New York and you see us again, you'll see even a better team.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.